We'd like to introduce a bit of sport now, as we hear various reports to do with Norwich City Football Club. Also, Norfolk tennis player Alfie Hewitt celebrates success at Wimbledon. Then, a varied selection of further news items. Eager Norwich City fans could be seen queuing outside the club's store to be the first to get their hands on the Canaries' new kit. Norwich City Football Club officially opened its revamped merchandise store, which coincided with the launch of their new kit, and the fans were impressed. From around 8 a.m, a queue started to form at the Carrow Road store, which has been closed since December. Holly Adams, stores and merchandising manager, said, "I'm really excited to get the store reopened and the kit launch. It's a nice kit, and the sponsors that we have got as well, it really brings it to life." She added, "I love the refurbishment. I think it has completely changed the concept of the store. I just think it's more modern and more in line with the Fan Hub store in the city. It's a store to be really proud of." On the new kit, principal partner logos of Lotus and JD feature on the front and sleeve. It is also the first since City recently announced a new kit supplier with the Spanish company Joma. Father and son duo and season ticket holders John and Nathan Rands were first in the queue. John Rands from Watton said, "We love the kit. It's very vibrant. I liked it straight away." His son Nathan added, "It's certainly one of the best shirts we've had for a long time. Hopefully the season can replicate a kit, and it's going to be a successful one."
Sports fashion retailer JD will sponsor Norwich City's shirt sleeve for the upcoming Premier League season. The fashion firm's logo will appear on the left sleeve of the home, away and third kits throughout the season, as well as on the adult and junior replicate shirts. JD becomes the third new principal partner for the club announced this summer, alongside shirt sponsor Lotus and kit manufacturer Joma. Norwich City said its new home shirt will be available to buy from Saturday, July the 10th. Head of Commercial Development Ben Tunnell said, "We're delighted to welcome JD Sports as our new sleeve sponsor and principal partner. JD is one of the country's leading high street brands, whose exciting marketing aspirations help symbolise our own ambition for the upcoming season." He said the shirt will be supported by tremendous partners in Lotus, Joma and JD. JD Group Executive Chairman Peter Cowgill added, "It's fantastic to see Norwich City back in the Premier League, and we're excited for JD to partner them ahead of the new season."
Norwich City have released details of casual home ticket prices ahead of their 2021/2022 Premier League return. The Canaries unveiled a three-tiered gold, silver and bronze pricing system for Carrow Road tickets not sold to season ticket holders or away fans. Casual prices have increased from the last time City were in the top flight, with no match day revenue since March 2020 due to the impact of the pandemic on professional football. The ongoing financial cost of the Canaries is now estimated to be £30 million from playing in an empty home stadium all last season, bar a small sample of pilot events and the delayed end to their previous top flight campaign. Liverpool's opening weekend league visit on August the 14th is in the gold category, with an adult casual home ticket priced at £48 per person, along with other high-profile fixtures against the likes of Chelsea, Manchester City and Manchester United.
Norfolk's Wimbledon champion Alfie Hewitt says scooping the LTA Men's Player of the Year award make months of gruelling lockdown restrictions finally seem worthwhile. Hewitt, 23, was a joint recipient of the prestigious award alongside British number one Dan Evans. Hewitt racked up a seventh Grand Slam title in two seasons as he and doubles partner Gordon Reid followed up their US, Australian and French Open triumphs with a fourth victory at Wimbledon. I know 2020 has been quite a difficult year for the majority of us, said Hewitt, so it's a real honour to win the Men's 2020 Player of the Year award alongside Dan Evans. I would just like to say a massive thank you to everyone who voted for me for this award, whether that be the judges or the fans out there. It's something that's special. I've worked hard and it's been probably one of my best years on tour, so I'm delighted. Hewitt, a two-time Paralympic silver medalist in Rio 5 years ago, followed up his searing Australian and French Open triumphs with another sparkling display with partner in crime Reid. Now he's setting his sights on the Tokyo Games this summer as he bids to go one better than his singles and doubles silvers in Brazil.
A delivery driver from Norwich has been hailed a hero after coming to the aid of a woman who'd fallen and become stuck on the floor in her home. Tony Evans had been working for Asda for just 3 months when the incident happened, and already he has been nominated for an award for his efforts. It happened when Mr. Evans was making his last delivery of the day from the Hall Road store in Norwich when he heard cries coming from inside the customer's house. The customer, an elderly woman, was able to call through the door to tell him the key safe code to get inside her house. Once inside, Mr. Evans discovered that she'd been lying on the floor for nearly an hour. He raised the alarm and kept her comfortable until help arrived, staying with her for more than 20 minutes. And despite being hailed a hero, he explained that he was only too happy to have helped. He said she was a lovely lady. She was worried that I'd get into trouble from work, but I told her it was no bother and stayed with her until her carers arrived. Now Mr. Evans has been nominated for an Asda award following on from the rescue.
Technology trialled in Norfolk, which helped blind and partially sighted people vote in May's elections, should be rolled out nationally, a charity says. Broadland and South Norfolk councils ran an RNIB and Cabinet Office-backed trial of an audio device in the Norfolk County Council elections. The devices were taken into the ballot box with a headset which allowed voters to listen to the candidates' names and cast their vote independently with no need for another person to be present. The RNIB says of the 11 participants who took part in the trial, 10 reported they were satisfied with their overall voting experience this year. That compared with a satisfaction rate in the electoral process of just 39% from blind and partially sighted voters across the UK. Research by the RNIB found only 1 in 5 blind voters and less than half of partially sighted were able to vote independently under the current voting system. The others had to get another person to help them to cast their vote, which is supposed to be secret. And the charity says the technology used in the Norfolk trial should be rolled out nationally.
A popular city drinking hole has been included on a national list celebrating pubs which have made a significant contribution over the past 50 years. The Fat Cat features in Camera's Golden Awards, recognising the pub All Stars, Beer Saviours, Custodians and Stalwarts in our midst, to mark the 50th anniversary of the organisation. Named Camera's National Pub of the Year in 1998 and 2004, the Fat Cat is a long-standing award winner, which has also been named Camera Norwich's Pub of the Year 4 times. Owner Colin Keatley, 71-year-old, said, "It's so good to be recognised for our hard work and whatever we do, especially in these times which have been a nightmare. Camera is coming on for 50 years as an organisation, so it is looking back at pubs that have done exceptionally well in that period. It is recognition of pubs that have promoted ale, which 50 years ago was dying a death. We have been going for 30 years and have promoted real ale, big time here.